reading from the letter of St. Paul to Titus. Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, for the sake of the faith of God's elect and the knowledge of the truth that is in accordance with godliness, in the hope of eternal life, that God, who never lies, promised before the ages began. In due time he revealed his word through the proclamation with which I have been entrusted by the command of God our Saviour. To Titus, my loyal child in the faith we share. Grace and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Saviour. I left you behind in Crete for this reason, that you should put in order what remained to be done, and should appoint elders in every town, as I directed you. Someone who is blameless, married only once, whose children are believers, not accused of debauchery, and not rebellious. For a bishop, as God's steward, must be blameless. He must not be arrogant or quick-tempered, or addicted to wine, or violent, or greedy for gain. But he must be hospitable, a lover of goodness, prudent, upright, devout, and self-controlled. He must have a firm grasp of the word that is trustworthy in accordance with the teaching, so that he may be able to both preach with sound doctrine and refute those who contradict it. The word of the Lord. Today and over the next couple of days, we have a little series of readings from St. Paul's letter to Titus, which, as we know, is the second shortest of Paul's New Testament letters after Philemon. The letter to Titus bears close resemblance in expression and themes to 1 Timothy, and so it stands neatly in the tradition of the so-called pastoral epistles, which are noted for their concern for personal living and Christian doctrine. But first, a little about Titus himself, who stands in contrast to his co-worker Timothy. Timothy was the son of a mixed pagan Jewish marriage. His circumcision was arranged by Paul to help Jewish Christians recognize in Timothy a Jewish convert to Christianity, and so make his place in the church more readily acceptable as one coming from one of their own. Titus, however, had no such divided loyalty. Paul left Titus uncircumcised as one of Paul's litmus tests, as it were, for the gospel he preached to the Gentiles, freed from the Jewish law. And so it was Titus, rather than Timothy, who attended the Council of Jerusalem from Antioch with Barnabas and Paul. Titus is Paul's example of the Christian creed lived faithfully and, most importantly, without Jewish observance. Titus himself was almost certainly a person of considerable diplomacy and charity. Entrusted as he was with some of Paul's more delicate missions, including the gathering of collections for the church at Jerusalem and the delivery and probable reading of the great apostle's so-called difficult letter to the Corinthians. Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 7 that he rejoices in the consolation which Titus brought to the church at Corinth at the time of the difficult letter. And Paul reminds Titus in the letter that he left him in Crete to complete the work of administration which the apostle had begun. So our Titus was clearly a man of great capability and spiritual gifts. Paul mentions a few attributes of a good church leader in the letter to Titus, which is our first reading for today. He gives Titus a short list of qualities which the elders or presbyters and the overseer or bishop of a church are to have. So they're to be the kind of people who have outstanding morals, who are above suspicion, patient and kind, prayerful and self-disciplined, with a firm grasp of the tradition of the faith, the better to teach and defend. So with what we know about Titus, there's a point of curiosity for us. if this is indeed Paul writing to Titus, so the apostle of the Gentiles writing to his loyal child in the faith, why do we find a description of the qualities required of a church leader in Paul's letter to Titus? Because it isn't as if Titus needed correction because he was in fact less than he was supposed to be. All evidence points to the contrary, that he was an exceptional and saintly pastor. We can take heart that Paul's words addressed to Titus are meant for us. The apostle allows us to overhear what he has to say to Titus to teach us in today's reading about priests and bishops, our pastors. So the letter to Titus is framed as the words of the apostle to one man, with others in earshot. In just under a month's time, I myself will be ordained to the priesthood, and so I ask your fervent and frequent prayers for my future ministry and the ministry of all priests and bishops. Thank you in advance. Reading Paul's letter to Titus this week is timely for me for two reasons. First, it contains a few choice words from the apostle about the great height of the high bar set for our priests. And second, the letter carries an assurance to temper that demand, that with God's grace coming through faith, we are surely on the way to reaching that high bar. For we believe that the Christian life, lived authentically and well, puts us in the zone to become all that we have been called to be by God. For God is the author of grace and enables our life in Him, in Christ Jesus, who is one God with the Holy Spirit, forever and ever. Amen.